small 17-foot dory boat with an outboard engine with three gentlemen on board had left Malin Pier. That was at about 7:30. About approximately about 8 o'clock, they were about half a mile from Malin Pier when their outboard engine broke down. Now, the area that they broke down in was quite bad for mobile phone reception, and they had no way of contacting the shore again to say that they were in trouble. It wasn't until about 11:30 then last night that they were noticed missing by their families, and obviously they'd noticed their car was still on the pier in Malin, and no sign of them. Then the alert was raised. We were paged at about 5 to 12 last night, and by about 5 past 12 we were just on the water and on our way to Malin. And it took us about sort of 40-45 minutes to get up there. And in conjunction with the Rescue 118 helicopter with our inshore lifeboat, with Greencut Castle, with a shore party, and with about half a dozen local fishing boats from Glengad and Malin, we began quite a major search of the area. Luckily, obviously the families had been trying to get through on mobile phones to the people. Because they were in a bad area, none of the mobile phones would work. But then at about sort of 2:30 this morning, they managed to get through on one of the phones, and it was quite of an intermittent reception, and all that the guys were able to report was we were just Kennego Bay was all that they were able to say to their family, which was obviously relayed to another fishing boat, who then related to us that that they'd got a weak transmission from on a mobile phone to say that they were Kennego Bay. So we made best speed there and located them at 3 o'clock this morning, and they were all pretty cold, but in good shape, so we transferred them to our boat.
This is, of course, the first major operation that the Shannon class has been involved in, and we were told when it came to Lough Swilly that this would revolutionise the way you could do your job and make your job easier and make rescues more efficient. That has proven to be the case.
That has proven to be the case, exactly, yeah. I mean, normally on the boat that we had before, the Tyne class that we had before, would take us approximately an hour and 50 minutes to get to Glengad. Or nearly 2 hours to get to the particular area where they were. We've shaved about maybe 50 minutes off that time now with the increased speed and capability of this new boat. It's made a huge difference.